Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kerry Keating, former head coach at Santa Clara, co-host of Warriors Warm Up. Follow him on Twitter at KerryKeating3. He's with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, a very specific question. When was the last time you fell down the stairs?
I don't know. Maybe when I was 5 years old. That's an interesting dilemma that Dustin Johnson seems to have. And obviously could throw a little wrench in the Vegas action, I would think, before tee off.
It did. It moved him. He was the favorite around 7-1. He climbed up to about 9-1, and everyone's adjusting their matchup plays. But I ask you that because I've asked everyone in the room that this morning, and while we all have probably fallen down the stairs at some point, no one can remember when, which is why it's so bizarre to hear that the favorite, who is red hot and on his game like never before, the night before the biggest day of the year for him, he falls down the steps. Am I crazy to think something else might be at play here?
Well, I've been to Augusta, and there aren't too many two-story homes right and around the area there. They're mostly ranch single stories. And if I was his agent or his coach, I would definitely want to keep the stairs out of the equation, I should say. You never know. In this day and age, obviously with these guys, a lot of money, got the Gretzky on your hip. Things could get interesting.
I told you, Kerry, via Twitter, there would be no straight fastballs came at you with a curveball and a changeup right out at the block, Kerry. You had to know that was coming.
And here I am thinking that the biggest comeback this week was KD this weekend, so I'm honored to be on this lineup with you. Guru admirably filling in the Matt Barnes role. I'd like to know who Jose Calderon was in that deal, but nevertheless, Tibbs, it's great to have you back.
Thank you, Kerry. I'm a volume shooter, so I'm going to take this opportunity to jack up about 7 straight on this trip down the floor. Steph Curry yesterday, Klay Thompson, the only two Warriors in double figures. Quite an anomaly when you have a nearly 120-point game. Steph's game right now, is he as sharp as he was in his two MVP seasons?
I think if you take out obviously what Harden and Westbrook are doing and continue to do and have done, you're probably looking at another MVP season, to be honest with you. The guy just put up over 300 threes, obviously the second most all-time to his own 400 last year. We've been saying this all year, all month long, really, as it's developed with Damon on the show. You kind of take for granted what he did last year, and he just put himself in such an unbelievable stratosphere, definitely earned in hindsight the unanimous MVP that was a little bit scrutinized at the time since it was the first. And he's definitely the reason why you got to think the Warriors are feeling really good about themselves, and the confidence that he's giving to these other guys is apparent. And obviously, in the older guys and what Sean and Iggy and David West are able to kind of get to now in this level that they're playing at lately, man, it feels good to get to this point, because I know in the beginning of the season we wanted to fast forward this first 82 to get here, and it seems like we're going to overcome this, the only speed bump with KD's injury, and get him back this weekend and look forward to this playoff run getting going.
Coach, let's talk hypotheticals. Let's stay in that sphere where we're at. If KD's not on this team, and this team's winning the 65 that they're winning, probably 65 plus, and Steph is having this year the year that he's had, and this team is the number one seed, is he then the MVP, even the way that KD and him playing?
I think so. I think he's proven that in these last games that he's played at the level that he's played at. We made the big adjustment after Christmas when KD came in and he kind of put himself back in that mix. And he's let Klay be Klay. He's obviously let KD get assimilated in those first 50. Lo, I'm looking forward to seeing what KD does to get himself back adjusted when he gets back to this team full strength. And I think that's the biggest, if you want to call it a problem, it's the biggest issue that they have to figure out pretty quick, because they're rolling right now. And they could easily win that first-round matchup, whether it's Portland or Denver, in a 4-0 sweep without KD. And you think about that, you're bringing in a guy like KD to what this team is doing right now. I think that all gets attributed to exactly what Steph has been doing, his leadership, his production, and his ability to do exactly what he's doing at MVP levels.
Coach Kerry Keating, co-host of Warriors Warm-Up with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, every day we come in here in radio, you know how it works. You try to work up angles, talking points, things that'll be appealing, entertaining, informative for the listeners. And today, as it pertains to the Warriors, the only thing I've got is the fact that only 19 times in NBA history have we seen a team win 65 or more games in a season. The Warriors just did it for the third consecutive year. It's really just a day of reflection for me. How impressive is this run this team is currently on? And a second part to that question, because we kicked this around earlier, how much longer will this championship window stay open at the level it's currently at?
Well, you look at, take the Spurs, for instance, 20 years in a row, 50 wins or more. And I mentioned this a couple weeks back, and I think it's time for the Warriors to start putting themselves in that mode where they have to try to sustain this. And the onus will be on Bob Myers and management after this core group is broken up, whenever it is. Obviously, they want to keep it together for as long as possible. People around here have gone through enough suffering through the years to really appreciate what this is, and I think they're smack in the middle of a day and age where you've got the social media instant criticism and instant hate coming because it brings out the worst in people rather than the best. So it kind of skews and makes it hard to appreciate what they're doing. And I think this all boils down to Steph and Clay and Draymond, and obviously now with the addition of KD and the guys that the management have put around them. It's a tremendous feat. It's a historical one. It's one that will be held up in the history books over the course of time. The only question now is how long can this go and what's the expectation going to be? I don't see it stopping anytime soon because I've watched all the other NBA teams. I've seen a lot of them in person, obviously here at Oracle, almost all of them all year, and watched another 100 or so on film. And although the NBA is the NBA and you respect the professional athlete and the guys that make it, I'm just telling you, and I've been sitting up there saying this with Damon all year, sitting up there with those scouts all year long and watching what these guys are doing through three quarters for the majority of the games in Oracle, and they're just messing around. I really think the best is yet to come if we get KD back healthy and ready at that level and get ready for a 16-game run here that we all expected to happen beginning of the season, that we're going to expect to happen at the beginning of every season as long as these guys are together for the foreseeable future.
Kerry, what do you think the rest plan will be over the final three games as it pertains to trying to maybe get Kevin Durant back on the floor and back in sync with his teammates? How important is it to get those guys on the floor together as opposed to maybe giving Steph and Clay some rest?
You know, putting it into perspective for the rest of the league, the tanking that's going on, the quote-unquote resting healthy players to develop your young guys, the only concern with that is exactly what you saw last night to a little part, is Steph was on the floor way too much. And I mean on the floor, not playing on the floor, like literally his entire body on the floor. You got guys that are frustrated right now. Guys, I mean, the Pelicans and Lakers obviously have no shot. The Jazz is maybe a little bit of a different story. I think if you're going to rest guys, it'll be against Pelicans and Lakers, only to kind of protect your safety a little bit. And I'm not saying you have henchmen out there trying to kill guys, but they really have kind of just thrown playing by the wayside. You've seen all this crazy stuff happen this last week with guys getting into about scoring baskets at the end of the games and guys putting guys on the floor. And when the best players aren't on the floor, sometimes the guys that are left get a little bit frustrated. They're going to take it out on their opponents. And that's the only concern I have. I would think to that extent, you probably see one or two of the top four rested in those two games. I probably think you'd see a full lineup against the Jazz to kind of see exactly where we're at with KD back in the lineup heading into the playoffs.
Coach, better matchup in the first round, the Denver Nuggets or the Portland Trailblazers?
I don't think it matters. You can put them both out there if they want to take the best 10 guys off both of those teams, the way these guys are playing. I will say this, though. I think from your short travel, and you hope that it's a four, if not a five-game series, to get a little bit more rest and practice time. I think Steve would value the practice time that he would get with these guys on a short series if they're able to sweep. Easier travel, probably a little bit better matchup with Portland. I don't know if the big guy's going to be back. I think he was out and hurt. He'd be reevaluated at the start of that series. Nurkic was out and maybe reevaluated if he's even available. I don't think it'll matter, but if he's not, even better. I don't like to travel to Denver anytime you want to take that long trip back in, even if it's for one or two games. So rooting for Portland, but just hoping for a great series and glad we're going to be able to get that first one out of the way relatively quickly.
Coach, one more before we let you go. Your Masters pick, let's make it a good one. Who wears the green jacket by the end of Sunday? Hello, friends.
You know, I really want to take it. Man, Dustin Johnson, like I said, screwed up. I got to think Speed's going to come back for some redemption and start to establish himself as a guy that's going to be dominating this sport here for a few years to come. I'll go with the easy one. I'll go with Speed on this
one. All right. Beware of Race Creek on 12, Coach.
Never know. Hey,
you never know.
You can get even the best of them, even you, Dibs.
Yeah, that's a wedge for me.
Dibs will nestle it right in there. Come on, Coach.
Come on, Coach.
You're going tin cup. You're a tin cup type guy. Just keep dropping it.
Give me another one. Come on, Cheech. Give me another ball.
Oh, man. Former Santa Clara head coach, co-host of Warriors Warm-Up, Kerry Keating with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thank you, Coach. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.